Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, you guys. So we're taking a break from your normal routine of YouTube videos and podcasts to give you this special episode. Da-da-da-da! It is all the details on, yes, you are hearing the voice of someone who is married and eloped this past week. If you're wondering, like, huh, why'd she miss an episode on her podcast? Life got a little crazy. And events turned out that you guys have known if you follow me on Insta or Facebook, Camille Bauer, and then Camille Bauer and Clint, the Cancer Warrior Family on Facebook group, that I've been dating Todd for about a year and a half, a little over that, and he's amazing. And it's very difficult this time around when you are, you know, maybe second marriage. If you've lost somebody, if you guys have kids, it's not like your traditional, guess what? I'm engaged. And then I didn't want to do a big wedding at all. And the market here in Utah, if it's crazy where you're at, like the housing market is insane here too. So we didn't even know like where we were going to be. And Gunner, my sweet Gunner, who's going to be 15 in September, Todd knows the head coach of the football team at this high school in my area called Harriman High School. And it was out of the area that we were in previously, but Gunner just started going and weightlifting with them. And then, you know, Todd and I started kind of entertaining the idea of maybe getting possibly married this year instead of next year. And, you know, as I brought it up to my kids and talking to Gunner, you know, he's like, it's okay, Mom, if we don't find a house, you know, that's in that football areas, you know, in that area for football. And I'm like, Gunner, we will find a house in the Harriman High boundaries. And why? Because God knows that it matters to you. And it was really hard. It was a real big struggle. to find a home that was in this boundary of this high school. And sure enough, you know, something just, I totally believe that God is in the details, right? That it just, we ended up happening in on this one property, and it is literally, so we signed the lease. We got everything all squared away, and then Gunner and I went and saw it because we knew it was in the boundaries, and we mapped the high school from the house, and it literally turns into the same street that the high school's on. And Gunner's just like, Mom, look how close it is, you know. And I'm just like, hey, that's amazing. God came through for us, and we put our faith in him, and he showed up. And even though it's a small thing, in the grand scheme of things, it's a big deal to you, and it's a big deal to God. So he will show up for us if we put our faith in him and believe in him. So it was a neat experience for me and Gunner to go through that together and see our faith strengthened. And you know me, I love Jesus. I talk about Heavenly Father. I talk about God. I'm Christ in my episodes. But I love that if you put it out there and give him the chance to show up for you, that he does. So we had a house, right? A brand new house. And then we were like, oh man, you know, it ended up being sooner than we thought. So we were like, okay, let's see. How are we going to schedule? What are we going to get married? You know? And I'm like, I seriously, Todd, I just want my toes in the sand and a dress and flowers and a good photographer. That's it. And he's like, oh, I totally agree. So he's from Orange County in a little town called Sill Beach. So, we thought, how fun would it be to head over to his neck of the woods And I scheduled it during Gunner's football camp, so I wouldn't have to worry about logistically getting him, you know, or having the worry of him getting to practice and stuff. So he was at camp. That's why we scheduled with like a couple weeks notice. Scheduled Gunner, and then cute Wyatt and Iniska got to safe places. And anyway, here we are. And this is a break, a special episode for you to just be filled in on me and my family and our adventures. And I love how much you guys have cared for us over the years. We attended church on Sunday, and you know, someone came up to me after and was like, "Hey, you know, it's nice to meet you. I've followed you and your family's journey. My husband has stage 4 colon cancer, and you know, just gave me some really neat words, and I'm grateful for, you know, those people that we don't know in our lives that are thinking of us, and watching us even when we don't know it." And my heart is full of gratitude and joy. It's been a whirlwind, but if I could seriously define whirlwind, it has been my last like 6 weeks of my life. But anyway, I'm so laser focused on my future with my career and helping others find hope and happiness in their life and their relationships. And I'm so grateful to be able to do what I do, and I love it. And I love my family, and I love my life, and I'm so grateful for God. He's good, and the peace and safety and security that's in my heart and in my new home. And I'm excited for that. And so anyway, thank you for your love and your good vibes. What else did we do? On a side note, we got Disneyland reservations. Like I say, Todd grew up by Disneyland and loves it. I'm a Disneyland fan, and we got a reservation. We got in, and it was just so crazy to me how the universe like showed up to bless our union. It was wild. So when we got there, the lady at the rent-a-car, you know, was like, "What are you here for?" You know, and we're like, "Oh, we're getting married." You know, and she's like, "Oh my gosh, you just can't drive a regular car. You got to get an upgrade. You got to be in a convertible." You know, and we're just like, "Okay." And she's like, "No charge. This is for me." You know, she upgraded our car, so we're driving a convertible. We get to our hotel, the Casa Laguna, amazing. They upgraded us to a suite. We were like, "What?" And then on Disneyland day, like, it was crazy. The day before, if you know Disneyland and if you are a foodie, you know it's impossible with 6 weeks or less to get a reservation at Cafe Orleans or the Blue Bayou, right? Impossible. Well, the day before, if you're lucky enough, some people, you know, within 24 hours cancel the reservation. So I got a reservation at Cafe Orleans, which doesn't happen. Then we got to Disneyland, and it was crazy. Like, we were getting on the Haunted Mansion line, and then someone came up, and a worker there, and was like, "Can you do stairs?" And we're like, "Yeah." And the line was long. It was like outside of the Haunted Mansion. And we're like, "Yeah." And she goes, "Follow me." And then we got right into the front of the line. And then if you are a Star Wars fan, which just FYI, I'm now a Star Wars fan through the quarantine. Gunner had me watch like every Star Wars. He loves Star Wars. So he was like explaining to all the stuff to me. So Star Wars Land is in Disneyland. And there's an experience called Rise of the Resistance. And it's really hard to get a ticket. You have to like time it to the second. There's like two times throughout the day, 7 a.m. and noon, that you can get a spot. So my sister-in-law called me because she had went, and I'm like, "We didn't get in the first time." And so she gave me some tips and tricks on how to get in. And then we made it the second time in a really far out group, so we didn't know if we'd get it. Anyway, we went over to talk to him, and they ended up, you know, just friendly, right? I'm a friendly person, chatting it up, and Todd is so genuine and sincere and kind too. So the workers there, we were just kind of saying, "Okay, you know, give us your thoughts on this and that." And then we're like, "Okay, hopefully our number will get called." And we turned around and walked away. And then the guy came after us and was like, "Hey, you guys were just in the bathroom, right?" And gave us a wink. And he's like, "Follow me." And we were like, okay. And then he took us right to the front of the line of the rise of the resistance. And let me just tell you, it is amazing. It is incredible. If you are a Star Wars nerd, and even if you aren't, it is awesome. Like, my mind was blown. Like, I literally was in it, and I was like, this is blowing my mind. And I talked to Gunnar, and I'm like, I got to do anything I can do to get you back to Star Wars Land in Disneyland to ride this Rise of the Resistance. It's like a total immersive, amazing experience. Like, go. Whatever you need to do to get to Disneyland to go on that is worth all the effort and energy. It was incredible. So anyway, there was all these just little things that just, it's like the universe was happy that we were getting together, and it was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Our wedding was on Treasure Island Beach. Todd had a really great friend of his for, I want to say 25, 30 years, and he did the ceremony, and his wife was our witness, so they were the only two there other than our photographer. And you can check out my Instagram, Camille Bauer. I don't have my like professional pictures done yet. They're not ready. From Emily Majors is doing those. She's amazing. But we just have a couple pics we snapped and threw up on our Instagram. But you could check those out. It was beautiful. It was at sunset, and it was so low stress, and it was amazing. Looking into the eyes of my best friend and being in that was awesome. And you know, for those of you who are scared to move forward after maybe divorce or death and don't know if you can, I want to give you that courage that you can, and life is beautiful and amazing, and it's not without its troubles or struggles, but it's worth it to be able to find the silver lining in everything in life, because there's beauty all around us every single day. And I'm so grateful to be able to share this special episode with you. And I love you, and keep moving forward, and keep having faith and believing that you deserve a beautiful life. You are worthy of love and happiness. And I'm here to tell you that and remind you of that every week. So I hope you have a great week, and my blessings from Camille Bauer and family to you. We love you, and thanks for cheering for us. Have a blessed week.